Media host and producer of World Music Views, J.R. Watkiss, will be taking his exclusive interviews online with the World Music Views podcast. The show that is also aired on TVJ's Entertainment Report will transform into full-length interviews with a number of dancehall and reggae greats.
YouTube certainly validated music consumption in the Caribbean community.
World Music Views podcast is now available on all streaming platforms.
It's Serrani, just in case you never know. Hey, yo, listen up. It's your boy Serrani. All right, now you're listening to World Music Views. In love you, girl. Do you feel the same? I don't wanna play games. Check it out.
Yeah, man. Welcome to World Music Views, boss.
Yeah, man. Manners and respect. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, man. I know you from a longer time. Well, I used to see you from a longer time. Yeah, man. So welcome to World Music Views. I see you experiencing a lot of success. And I want to talk about that first before I even do a rewind with this Burna Boy track that I see him performing at Madison Square Garden. But I never saw you. And I was like, yo, that would be mad if you came out, Jamaica wouldn't manage. So how did that track come about? And tell me where the track go, and also tell me why you never up on the stage.
That song came about, I was just in my driveway out there, sitting on the front of my truck. And this beat was playing in the background. For the first time, I have a hit song that I never met the beat. Like a big hit, you know? So I'm there just listening to the track, and I thought about another song that I heard named Secret before, because I was there saying, you know, what I'm going to write, what's the concept, you know? I hadn't written a song in a while, so I just felt the vibe. I was like, yo, just write something, you know? So I said, I want to do something about, so I want to do a better Secret song. And, you know, because I made an attempt at the concept before, and I never, like, I don't, you know, looking back, I was like, no, I can do better. So I came with the idea Secret, and I got the melody and the words right there, and then I wrote three verses, and then did not knowing that the song was that good until I recorded it. When I recorded it, now I was like, golly, that's fire. I knew right there, and then I told my manager, that's the best song I have. That's the best song I have unreleased. I knew it, you know? To tell, it's just a hit. It's just a hit. You can't fight it. You can't force it, you know? Right away, I told him that's the best song I have. And so when I gave him that confident speech, he said, all right, give me a cut without the verses. So I muted my verses, and he sent it to Burna. And they wanted it for their album, so we sold it to them.
Oh, you sold it?
I sold the master, yeah.
Oh, wow. This is something that we talk about on World Music Views all the time. Master's ownership. In fact, I wrote a book about it, about Jamaican artists not owning the masters and what does that mean. So I want to ask you, one, why would you sell your masters as an artist? What are the benefits to selling your masters?
Well, I have a hit. That's the first thing. The first thing is that I have a hit. So it benefited me to collaborate with Burna. It benefited him to collaborate with me because I had a hit. He knew it was a hit. The second he heard it, he knew it was a hit. So Sean Paul knew it was a hit too. He heard it, he knew it was a hit before Burna recorded. You know what I mean? And I play so many songs for Sean. I've always played my best songs for him. And Sean knew it was a hit. You know what I mean? Like, but at the end of the day, sometimes, you know, you have to be smart about the game. You don't have to own what's the word now? If you don't No, that's not what I want to say. What I want to say is it's pointless in owning 100% of nothing.
So you didn't think you could bring the track where it is now as Burna Boy?
It would be way too difficult. it would be really difficult. You know why? It would be as if I'm starting fresh. It's a new genre. So it made sense to let him have it. Let him, because I wanted the collab. I liked his songs. I wanted the collab. He wanted the collab. He liked the song. But the only way he would have done it is if he got the song for his album. So we just said, all right, take it. Now, what happened is I am, once again, way more relevant than before. It's always relevant because of the fact that this No Games has lasted so long. Skipped Malu and a few others has stand the test of the time since it's been released, you know what I mean? So having a fresh song allows me to make more money, to be more successful, more relevant. That, and then I can think about owning my own masters, you know, later on. Sometimes you need to give a little to get a lot.
But the song was recorded when nobody really knew Burna Boy as we do now, was it?
Yeah, but he was about to pop off and we knew.
So would you say you helped boss him?
I mean, we help each other. I wouldn't say that what you said, but I would say we helped each other, of course. The song, I did a good job, clearly. I mean, based on what the people are saying, they really, I got a lot of good feedback online and whatever, and people come and talk to me, and people ask me to sing the song randomly. So, clearly I did a good job, you know? So, it benefited both of us, bro. You spoke about Madison Square Garden. And that's one of the best ones out there for him, right? So it adds to his show. He posted Secret from Madison Square Garden on his page. That's helping the song. So he's still helping me.
Now, Jamaica wanted to see you. If we saw you come out, Prime Minister would have to give us a holiday next morning. Now, Jamaica, I was like, if Sirani come on right now, because in truth, he killed the show.
Four times.
Great show.
Nothing before time.
Yeah. So there was a point, right, when you couldn't be in the club without hearing No Games. Whether you like No
Games. That point hasn't ended. What are you saying?
Hold on. True. But when No Games came out, right?
Yeah.
It's not like you were a superstar before.
Yeah.
That song came out and just was annoying everybody. You know when that hit is a hit when it started annoying people. Like, you remember Shaggy's It Wasn't Me came out? It was in every song, everywhere Shaggy was performing. This was in every club, every car passing.
So that amount of play, yeah, okay.
Yeah, No Games had that level of annoyance where you know, everywhere you're hearing the song, and that's when you know the song really hit in people's mind. What was it like in that era for you to get airplay on American urban radio and being in that space?
It's what I wanted. It's what I expected for myself. I was really so much concerned about what was happening in that time more than what I want to happen next. And that's where I'm at right now, is what's next. Like, how can I make myself a bigger superstar? That's it. I'm always trying to make hits. So I'm not concerned. And I don't really concern myself too much with where I'm at and oh my God, people are, you know, yeah, Sirani.
I've asked artists this, right? And it's a good point to make. Does success as an artist feel successful?
Not sometimes, no, you know, like, put it this way, I was never the kind of artist. I didn't want to be an artist. I only wanted to produce. Only wanted to make beats and produce. But I wasn't really making much money. I was successful at it. I had hits, like way more hits I have as a producer than artist. So I just didn't want to do it. But then I recognized I wasn't making that much money doing it. And I had a good payday once. And I was recognized that, yo, look, you might have a quicker way in, you know, in to success if I become an artist. It happened naturally, though. It wasn't a force. I didn't force it. I didn't try to do it. It just happened. And how it started is I would be making beats. Hold on, let me turn on the light. I would be making beats. And instead of finishing the beat, I get up and start to write or I start to sing something. That's exactly how I made my first two. That's exactly how I wrote the first two songs that I thought were a hit. And one of them actually was my first hit and Stinking Rich. So it's Dawn and Stinking Rich. Same night, I made the beats the same exact night. I was in a zone, right? Made the beat. Instead of finishing it, I got up. I'm gonna be stinking rich, bitch, making these bad beats. I can't believe that shit. Shit, why I never thought about it that way before? Like, I literally made the beat and got up, said, I'm gonna be stinking rich, making these bad beats. It's crazy. So, what was the question again?
Does success feel successful?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess I expected it to happen. So not really. Success feels stressful. I actually have responsibilities and shit. Like, I have responsibilities to my fans. You know, like, I know my fans are disappointed because they can't hear me. You know, there must be some type of way. So, like, I see it all over. Where is Serrani? People think that I stopped making music. But it's very important to say, I've never stopped making music. I just don't want to displease my fans. I don't want to displease myself too. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm not satisfied with my material, I'm not going to be dropping nothing. And I'm okay with that. You know?
Yeah.
I want when people hear my music, they consider it to be a classic immediately. You know, and shouldn't be a hit or a miss, it should just be a hit. So I'd rather just releasing hits. I don't want to make anything that's not a hit. I don't want to make album music. Album songs. I don't like that. I want to make hits.
Anthems.
Yeah, bro. So if I don't have it, I don't want to drop.
There's a notion that reggae and dancehall doesn't sell. It's based on facts because less than 1% of global music consumption is reggae and dancehall with Bob Marley at the top. Then you have a Shaggy Sean Paul. And then you have the guys from old California that's making music and making money from tours. Do you think, or have you experienced the section of reggae and dancehall that don't sell? And would that have fueled your reason for giving Bernard a song instead of leading it and having him as a feature on the song?
Oh, not at all. It's not about. Not about Bernard. It's not about me not thinking I can sell. It's about relevance. Bernard was relevant. I wasn't. So it's sharing fans. So if I was hot, like 2008, then I wouldn't need anybody on the song. Cause that song is a hit. You know what I mean? If I wrote that when I had no games, then I would have had a hit song from then till now. It's still playing. You know, that's the intention. I don't want to make music that die. I want to live on.
Which you've succeeded at that because Eminem sampled your song, when Eminem sampled it, what was your thought process seeing that? Or did he reach out to you before? Like, how did that happen?
Yeah, they reached out. They spoke with my manager. Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I was really excited because I think Eminem is the best lyricist of life, along with Vybz Kartel. I don't think there's anybody in the world that can rap better.
Whoa. I'm going to pull your brains up. No Jigga Man? No Jay-Z?
I just told you, I think Eminem and Vybz Kartel are the two best writers ever. I'm not even going to mince my words. I don't care who thinks what. That's what I think. As a matter of fact, I even feel that's what I know. But that's just my opinion. You know what I mean? So whatever. I don't really care what anybody else thinks. To me, these guys are the genius. Next level. Next level.
So he reached out to you and then the song dropped. What did you feel when you hear the song?
I was excited, bro. I tell you, it's Eminem. Eminem is one of my favorite artists. I have his albums, you know what I mean? Or had. Eminem is somebody that will go buy back his album because I say, yo, I haven't heard my dog in a while. You know what I mean? Like, that's my dude right there. You know, straight up. What? I'm 100% a fan of Eminem. 100%.
I guess what I want to know is in terms
lyrically insane, and he got so much melodies, so many hooks. He's super talented. He's my favorite rapper of all time, lyric-wise.
As you get all these opportunities, unlike some of your counterparts who got opportunities as well, who curse record labels, who say your label is the worst thing, you seem to be enjoying the relationship in the music business. Have you ever encountered any difficulty from the business side of the music?
Of course. It's normal. It's business.
Give me a story.
Business is difficult. A great example is the fact that I had to sell my favorite song. That was difficult for me. You know what I mean?
So which song? Secret.
Oh. Yeah. My favorite song. It's favorite I ever done. I love that song. Cherish that song. Listen to that song right now still. That song is a benchmark for me of the level that I cannot be below. You know what I mean?
So do you encourage artists to work with record labels or go independent, especially someone like you who is also a producer?
Of course, I would recommend somebody to go with a label, but I would also recommend them to go solo. Independent, yeah, of course. But it's how you do it. So for me, that's what I was trying to tell you. I would start with a record label and then eventually build my career to the point where I can go independent.
Okay. That makes sense.
That's building your foundation. I don't have to do that. I have to build my foundation. Why am I going to go through all of this struggle? Just to own something and then it's not going to get the kind of push that I want. My music needs to be all over the world. I can't afford to do that. I can't afford to make that happen. Somebody has to, because my music needs to be all over the world. You know, so one way or the other, it has to happen. It's a means to an end.
Tell me about the new song. You're back in Afrobeat territory, but this time, it's your song featuring, right? So we're back full circle.
Yo, you know why this is so funny? Because you totally get what I'm saying.
Yeah, you man. Totally get what I'm saying. 100%.
It's a means to an end, my bro. You know, things are a little bit different now. I'm no longer in a position where you can say nobody not talking about my song. You know? Yeah. And the song is Secret is still growing.
Tell me about this new song, Slowly.
Mm-hmm. concept just came to mind. I came home, went on the piano, played the chords, made it in sync with the melody. Went in the studio, made the beat, loved it. Got an idea to add to it to make it a little bit more modern. Re-recorded it first. I re-recorded the vocals some like a year later. I started writing it January last year. So I re-recorded it at the end of last year. And then in February, I hooked up with a super genius by the name of Kristen, a producer, a bass player, musician, right? And between his ideas and my ideas, we both enhanced the beat, the whole production. I guess when you want to talk about song arrangement, vocal arrangement, I went through all of that. So in terms of that side, I produced that. I made, call it 60% of the beat. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe 50, whatever. But the whole concept started up here. And Kristen came along, did a great job, added a lot of modern feel to it. And I literally just came out of studio, still not satisfied with the mix for the song that's coming up tomorrow night. So you get the point. Based on what I was saying, if I'm not feeling the music that I'm making, I'm not going to want to release it. You know? But I know that this song, and I believe in it, I strongly believe it's a hit. And I feel like I can safely say, ladies, I'm back.
How did you find Oxlade?
Shout out to management team, you know?
Him of the connects.
Yo, look here. I made a name for myself, right? So my name is a good name to call. If you're a manager, it's a good name to run with, you know what I mean? And on top of that, he is really good at what he does. I think he's the best out of all the Jamaican managers.
And that's Julian. Big up, Julian.
Yeah. Shout out to my brother, you know, Julian.
Yeah, man. I've been trying to get him in one of these long-form interviews. I've only done short interviews with him. Come on, I know all of them know from Ninja Man days. Come right up to now. But my time here. But my slowly reach fear all his repository of information. Oxlade is a African artist.
Nigerian, yeah.
Nigerian art, yes. Be very specific. Back in the days, we used to just say Africa. Like, say Africa is a country. But you're in good territory, boss, because Tems just debuted number one on the Billboard Hot 100. And that's a major thing, because Tems is Nigerian as well. So the world is looking for Nigerian artists and Nigerian collaborators.
Right.
So you're in good territory. So you're looking forward to your Hot 100 debut next week.
I'm just looking forward to a hit. That's all.
I heard the song. I like it. I like the groove. But Afrobeat is really, in my opinion, dancehall fusion.
And the thing is, the styles that I love 100% fit my style of the songs that I want to do. You know, like It goes right along with No Games. That's type of music I love to make. Secret. It's just like, you know, it's giving the same feel like No Games. Yeah. Dancehall is not doing that. They don't accept that out here. You know? They don't want me to sing that kind of nice music. So, you know, which is okay. That's fine. Where one door closes, you find another of it. So I find something that fits my style, you know, and I work with it. I'm still going to make dancehall music because I believe that if I'm in a good zone, I would be able to make really good songs and it would be undeniable anyway. And that's the point. That's what I wanted. I want to make music that is undeniable everywhere, every part of this world. You have to accept it because it's made for the world. Jamaica is a part of the world, so they're gonna have to play.
And one of the things that I rate that you never stop doing, and again, is what I talked about in this book, turning cultural capital into financial capital, where you never leg off of Jamaica yet. No matter how you sound them nice, I know you're that foreign and Ray and you're up on charts, you've always had that authentic Jamaican aura about you. Why you never let that go and start twang and you know, say, yo, fuck Jamaica and Ray, 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 Ray. Or have you ever said fuck Jamaica?
Never. I speak highly. That's all I do. I speak highly about Jamaica. If I have an issue with anything about Jamaica, I'm cussing to Jamaicans. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm not going to be the person to go on international anything and say anything but about Jamaica. I'm repping my country 100% straight. I'm an ambassador to the country. That's how I look on myself. So I have to represent. I represent well all the time.
Give me some advice for new artists. What they need to do. What you encouraging them to do?
Remember, I have a song entitled Somewhere in Jamaica.
True.
And I love that song to my heart. And what are the words? Don't want to leave. Don't want to go. I want to be somewhere in Jamaica. Yes, my bro. Jamaica, my love to my heart. But
I like that. Because I see people coming about, young people, and they don't really understand that no games were Showtime rhythm. That when
it's coming from Showtime rhythm, yeah.
Went all the way to the top of the charts. It never watered on or none, but it climbed the charts. So they too can embrace the culture and push it forward, you know?
Straight.
Give them new artists some advice based on your journey and what you've seen.
One of my favorite new lines is treat all your songs as if they are yours and not the producers. Right? Now, the reason why I say that is because the artist know what he wants, should know what he wants from the work that he's doing with his producer. So even though there's a producer, the artist may not be a producer per se, but he needs to have a say, because at the end of the day, whatever work is being done, it's a representation of you. You know what I mean? More than the producer. You are the name. It's not Secret produced by Ty Boy. You know, it's Secret by Burna featuring Serrani and German. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we are who are being represented. So I spend countless hours on my music. One song. I could work on a song for years. I've worked on a song for one of the songs that I have upcoming. It's a song that I've worked on. It's a beat that I've been working on since, or had in my brain to work on since 22 years ago. Came from a guitar that I created 22 years ago. It never became anything, but I never gave up on it. You know? And I got the idea of how to make this beat, right? Make it over for it to be relevant and the most relevant it's ever sounded. And the idea is still there. And I spent hours and hours, months and months and months on one song consistently. You have to own that it's yours. You have to put in the work and make sure that that song, every song is a hit.
Yeah.
That's right.
Look at me.
I went to studio twice. I flew in on Monday. I was in studio for about a month in Florida. I flew in on Monday and I went to studio Tuesday morning. Right? Or should I say Tuesday, early afternoon, yeah. And I ended up being unsatisfied or dissatisfied, whichever word it is. And I had to go back to studio this morning. You understand? And this is a song that I've been working on from last year.
Yeah. It's about perfecting the craft.
Yeah. So when you hear it, you hear perfection. If I put perfection in the music itself, it's going to make me put, it's going to force me to put perfection in my show. You know, my vocal have to live up to what you hear on the song. For example, the better sound is a better look.
Real quick, we're running out of time. Give me a top five new artists and top five artists of all time.
Wow. That's tough. Top five new artists. Can I just tell you a top five my artists?
Yeah.
That's in Jamaica, you mean?
Don't matter. But if you have dancehall artists, Jamaica.
Five new artists. I'm a big fan of Coffee. Everybody knows that. But I know. I guess me being in the industry for 22 years, I still feel like Coffee's a new artist.
No, she is a new artist.
All right, so I don't want, you know, I don't want to come across like, I must say, Coffee and you are, you know?
Coffee down, yeah. My billboard hit yet.
She still feels fresh to me. So, yeah. So yeah, so shout out to my friend, well, I'm not my friend, shout out to my artist, Coffee. I still feel like Governor is new, even though apparently he's not anymore, but he sounds fresh to me. I'm a fan of him, big time. Very intelligent and very lyrical. Rate him. Jivion.
Like him. Heartbreak R&B. Anniversary.
Ridiculously talented. He made me, he sent me to do homework because I know that I can be that good pretty much. You know what I mean? So
yeah. Time running out. We got to go quickly.
Okay.
Three, four.
I guess, I don't know. Let's go to my favorite artist of all time.
All right.
Tracy Chapman.
Wow. That's left field.
No, not really. I sing a lot like her.
I know. I've never heard somebody say Tracy Chapman, but she's one of my favorite too.
Well, there you go. Biggie.
Right. You're dressed like Biggie right now.
Whatever. Michael Jackson.
All right.
Eminem.
All right. One more.
Mavado.
No Bob Marley.
You asked me for my top five.
All right.
Bob Marley is in there too. Bob Marley can fit in there. Of course, all of the name them can fit in there. You set running. I have Bob Marley music in my album. Mavado is my favorite. It's one of the favorite vocals I ever heard in my life.
Yep.
There's so many names I've called. There's a guy that has for me, the favorite vocal I ever hear. His name is slipping me right now, but he's ridiculously talented. And it's just that one song and it drives me nuts. And then you have Seal. With Kiss from a Rose. He has a favorite song for me for all time. I think Patti LaBelle sing my favorite song. Patti LaBelle, he'll have my two favorite songs of all time. It's ridiculous music, it's ridiculous singing, next level singing, and production is off the charts on both of them. The song arrangement, so it's If Only You Knew, I think that's Patti LaBelle.
Yeah.
And Kiss from a Rose. See, it's my two favorite songs. But Tracy's just my favorite artist, yo. She just got that swag, yo. It's around it, just in case you never know. Hey, yo, listen up, people. Right now, you're watching World Music Views. In, babe, can you keep a secret for a long, long time? I know you want to be my baby, oh, but I got my... Check it out.